Consumer drones look like child's play after you get a gander at the unmanned water-dropping helicopter that was pitched to the federal government Wednesday. The K-MAX chopper is the largest of several remotely piloted firefighting aircraft to get a tryout this year. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Boise.
It was suitably smoky out when the dual-rotor K-MAX powered up for a large audience of federal firefighting managers. The late-season wildfire in Boise County supplied the unplanned haze. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin and helicopter maker Command supplied the glimpse into unmanned aerial firefighting.
So we got the aircraft coming in now for the second spot drop.
The helicopter looks like it's been squished from the sides. It demonstrated water drops and ferried supplies up and down a mountain. All of the missions were flown by remote control from a ground station set up next to the helipad near Lucky Peak Reservoir. A pilot sat in the one-seat cockpit, ready to take the controls just in case, but nothing went wrong.
Second spot drop. Have the coordinates when you're ready to copy.
Command Aerospace Vice President Bob Mineski says the helicopter can fly through thick smoke or darkness, situations that force current firefighting aircraft to stay on the ground.
We can fight fires 24/7, unmanned, and or optionally manned, and so that's the advantage. You know, you can get water on the fires, you know, 14, 15 extra hours a day where a manned system can't.
Mineski says the U.S. Marine Corps operated two K-MAX helicopters in the unmanned configuration in Afghanistan to resupply remote outposts at night.
We've tweaked it to where it is very safe. When we put it in Afghanistan, initially the Marines wouldn't put people underneath the aircraft as it was hovering because they were afraid it would, you know, unmanned, it would fall down. And by the end, there were tons of people under there hooking up stuff. So it just, they got very confident with it. And that's what it is.
Mineski says a K-MAX helicopter costs about $7.5 million. U.S. Forest Service Assistant Director for Aviation Art Hinneman says he saw a lot of potential at the initial pitch.
It's fascinating that it can be done, that the technology is there. And for us, the ability to do that without having to risk a pilot in low light level conditions and poor visibility and weather that you just can't fly and the guys on the ground need the help, it's pretty monumental.
Hinneman and other fire managers at the demo said the federal government would probably rent, not buy.
I don't think money will be the final barrier. I mean, sure, there'd be a little more expense, I believe, to be able to have it operating more hours and, you know, with the unmanned configuration, but not drastically more. I think for the bang you're going to get out of that buck, for a little bit more money, you get a lot more utility out of an aircraft that you already have on a fire.
The K-MAX helicopter is the third remotely piloted aircraft to get a federal tryout this season. The first two tests used smaller winged aircraft to identify and map fire hotspots. Boeing subsidiary Insitu showed off a repurposed military reconnaissance drone called the Scan Eagle that over a forest fire in Olympic National Park. Then Textron Corporation demonstrated its Aerosonde Mark IV surveillance drone over a different forest fire north of McCall, Idaho. So how soon will drones routinely help at wildfires? Brad Keckerts is unmanned aircraft program manager with the Department of Interior. He figures it will take a few more years to integrate drones into all the other routines found at wildfires.
I truly believe that systems like unmanned K-MAX and other optionally piloted aircraft will become a tool that's going to be regularly used by the firefighters to support them over time.
The Oregon and Washington State Forestry Departments also expressed interest in testing drones over real fires this year, but fire season was too hectic for them to get around to it. I'm Tom Bonsi in Boise.